Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Students score a big victory at Loyola regarding the shot mandate. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is really a sad situation. This is a Catholic school that has tried to force these students to take the COVID injection. Many of them are asking for religious exemption because the COVID shots use aborted fetal cells in either the testing and or the actual shot itself.
Yeah, and many of these students objected because of that and other religious reasons, and they filed their religious objections to the school asking for accommodation, and the school just wiped them all out and denied them. And so we ended up preparing a federal lawsuit. We sent a demand letter. They did not budge. We were literally hours away from filing this federal lawsuit on behalf of 11 students. And then just before that happened, the school came back and said, okay, we're going to exempt the 11 students. And so we ended up, however, the story didn't end there. I mean, that was a great victory. They were going to expel them on Friday, and we got the exemption notification Wednesday night and Thursday morning. They were going to expel them on Friday by the end of the day if they didn't come forward with their so-called proof of the COVID shots. And so it was at the 11th hour we filed suit, or we were about to file suit, but the suit was averted because we got their exemptions. However, right away, one of our attorneys sent a message to one of the students because we had another student that was originally part of it, and we had advised the student that we might not have this resolved in this upcoming fall semester because the court case may take a little while to get this ultimately resolved. And so consequently, we ended up texting this person, and the person said, oh, I'm sorry, I succumbed to pressure and just got the COVID shot within 24 hours before. But you know what happened is when the word got out that we got exemptions for all these students, other students who we did not yet represent all had their objections denied. They contacted us, and within 24 hours by the end of the day, by the time Friday afternoon came along, we sent another demand letter, and they gave them exemption. Then Monday comes along, and we get contact from students, again, additional ones, that actually had their exemption denied and were expelled.
Yeah.
Some of which also were under so much pressure, they withdrew. They just couldn't take it, and they weren't going to violate their conscience. They withdrew. So then we sent a follow-up, another demand letter, and really chastised this school, because they know that in Illinois, where this school is located, that not only are they violating federal and state law, but they also know that they are violating under a specific, very strong conscience protection law in Illinois. They know that. They've seen it in our letters. But yet, if the student is not officially represented by Liberty Counsel, they're denying them.
This is a religious school.
It's a Jesuit school, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's gone off track for some time ago. Mm-hmm. The fact is, however, is that this school should be protecting their conscience rights, and yet they're forcing the students to violate their conscience. And you know what? I'm so proud of these students that actually stood up.
Right.
Because they were willing to miss a semester. They were willing to be expelled. But they were not going to violate their conscience rights, which gives you hope. These young people said, I have a religious objection. I'm not going to be part of abortion. Pfizer and Moderna use aborted fetal cell in their testing phase. They say it's not in the deployment phase. Moderna used it in the testing phase, and it's also in the actual J&J deployed shot. And it's there, both in the testing as well as in a deployment. These students know that.
Right, but for the school to send out a couple of different texts saying, please note students who have not uploaded their vaccination cards or received approval for an exemption by Friday, August 6th, will not be enrolled in classes when the fall semester begins and will not have access to campus buildings. That is unbelievable.
They can't even come on campus.
I know.
They can't even come on campus. Some of these students are at different levels of their education. They could be in the last semester of their master's, their doctorate, their undergraduate program, or they could be entering freshman. It doesn't really matter. They have paid a lot of money. They've done a lot of hard work to get accepted into this school. And then they face this at the last minute, just before the school semester starts. Well, there's a very strong law in Illinois called the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. And you wouldn't necessarily think that this is such a strong law in this particular state. Well, how did this state get such a strong law? But it's one of the strongest in the nation.
Yeah.
It provides strong protection to all residents against discrimination based on health care choices. That's right. It states, quote, it shall be unlawful for any person, public or private institution, or public official to discriminate against any person in any manner, including but not limited to licensing, hiring, promotion, or any other privileges because of such person's conscientious refusal to receive, obtain, accept, or participate in any way in any particular form of health care services contrary to his or her conscience.
So I guess it takes Liberty Counsel to teach the school the law.
Yeah, and the act imposes financial penalties on Loyola or any others, up to 3 times actual damages or $2,500, whichever is greater, for each student against whom Loyola discriminated against. So this is unbelievable. You have such a strong law there. They know about it. Mm-hmm. They know about it, Holly. We have articulated that in multiple demand letters.
Right. And fortunately, you know, we've been able to help many more students after these 11 students, many that have, you know, contacted us in tears, just so grateful because they really didn't know what they were going to do.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I can't imagine. I mean, this what we're seeing here at Loyola is just the tip of the iceberg because this is happening all over the country.
Right.
And it's people who are employed, people who are students, their religious colleges are some of the worst offenders.
And can you imagine, like, already putting thousands and thousands of dollars into your educational fund, and this happens to you at the last year?
We have one,
year,
one who just wrote us and said, this person's in the third or fourth year of medical residency, very close to the very end, paid $400,000 for the education so far, to go to undergraduate school, 4 years of medical school, clinical rotations, residency, and now being told you can't continue unless you get the COVID shot.
A medical education teaching those students how to do research and to go by science.
Exactly, and to inform their patients so that they can have free and informed consent.
Right.
Now the schools are telling them, oh, well, no, that doesn't apply for you. Because we're going to force you no matter what your objection is. And, you know, the fact is that they erroneously think it's all backwards. They think, well, if you don't have the shot, you're going to be putting people at risk. No, if you actually have the shot, the studies really and the data that's coming in show that, number one, you're no better. And number two, you may be worse off for a lot of reasons, either because what it does directly or indirectly to your body or because it makes you more susceptible to actually receiving the variant and having a more deadly or disabling adverse reaction from that COVID variant.
Plus, it's still an experiment. You need 10, 15 years to actually complete a full study on one vaccine.
Yeah, no question.
And 10 to 15 years.
And most of them failed, 93%+
right.
Failed because at somewhere along the line, they were ineffective. They were ineffective because either they caused too much damage or they didn't actually keep people from getting that particular condition, whatever the drug or vaccine was designed to prevent down the road. But you know what? If you have questions, if you know of somebody, students, employees, wherever it may be, patrons go into a particular facility that are being discriminated against because they choose, as they have the right to do, not to get this shot or these shots, go to lc.org and click on the Legal Help tab. lc.org, click on the Legal Help tab, fill out the form there. We'll be in contact with you. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine. There we have a sample religious exemption letter that you can follow. You can also inform yourself better on that lc.org/vaccine page, particularly look at the adverse reaction sections as well as the personal story section, among others there. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved.